Burkina Faso, a former French colony and once Upper Volta, and a man sometimes known as Africa's Che. Like Che Guevara, Thomas Sankara died young at the hands of gunmen who apparently took exception to his leftist policies. Sankara was no jungle guerrilla. He was Burkina Faso's president, and he was killed during a coup in the West African nation. 34 years later, 14 men have gone on trial, accused of complicity in that assassination. It's hard to overstate what Sankara meant for Burkina Faso, and indeed for supporters across Africa and the wider world. He was credited with vast improvements in literacy, giving land to the poor, and above all, with instilling a pride among his people. And he rejected continuing French influence in the region. Yet critics insist that he was an autocrat who had his opponents tortured, sometimes killed. Henry Wilkins has been trying to separate the man from the myth.
Aluna Traoré, one of Thomas Sankara's legal advisers, was the first to speak at the cabinet meeting in 1987 where Sankara was killed. He'd barely finished the opening sentence of his report when they heard the sound of gunfire outside. True to the magnanimous form of his legend, Sankara told everyone to stay put and walked out with his hands up. It was him the assassins wanted, he said. According to Traoré, he was shot dead immediately. Then the rest of the cabinet were told to exit the room and were unceremoniously gunned down too, all except Traoré. This week, the trial of 14 people alleged to have carried out or orchestrated the assassination began in a military court. It's an important moment for Burkina Faso. It's clear to me Sankara has taken on a sort of secular sainthood for many, if not most, Burkinabes, the people of Burkina Faso. Superlatives roll off the tongue when you mention his name. Hero, role model, emancipator. Why is it so difficult to find someone with a bad word to say about him? More balanced views of 80s African dictators appear to have emerged almost anywhere else. Sankara came to power in 1983 and enforced radical socialist policies which grabbed international headlines. "He who feeds you controls you," is perhaps his most famous quote, and this call for Africa to become more self-reliant resonated throughout the continent. At the building where he was killed, Traoré, the lone survivor of the assassination, guides me through neem and acacia trees and points to the spot where Sankara died. He was killed for loving his country. It's up to the future generations to restore that dream and to make sure that the traces, the furrows of the road to freedom and dignity laid by Thomas Sankara is a boulevard of emancipation for the Burkinabe people, he says. A line perhaps well rehearsed. The younger generation have broadly adopted an identical admiration for the dead leader. Where students in the West might wear T-shirts with images of Che Guevara, here they have images of Sankara. Indeed, Sankara is often referred to as Africa's Che. Such was his rhetoric about helping ordinary citizens and peasant farmers. He cultivated the image too, wearing military fatigues in public and a red beret pinned with a big gold star. His cult of personality lingers in Burkina Faso's collective imagination above any mistakes he might have made. The reality of Sankara's rule is, of course, three-dimensional. For a start, he was not a democratic leader. His was a revolutionary government designed to enforce hard-left principles. Members of the previous regime were executed for treason. The brevity of Sankara's rule in his relatively young age, just 37 when he was assassinated, have to be factors in elevating his status too. He simply never had time to turn into a cynical elder statesman who outstayed his welcome. His ideals have been preserved forever. But in the Burkina Faso of 2021, it's taboo to talk about any of this. A Burkinabe friend recalls encountering a man shouting anti-Sankara rhetoric at the memorial ceremony for his death last year. He assumed the man was mentally ill. One contact simply put an abrupt halt to our conversation when I introduced the idea that there might be a less positive side to Sankara. Another friend says his late father was a teacher and hated Sankara, who sacked thousands of other teachers during his rule. He knew one of his father's colleagues who might speak to me. It transpired the colleague had tragically died just a day earlier. This is a trend. The average age of Burkinabe people is just 18. The relative few who still actually remember Sankara's rule are quickly dying out. An academic I persuaded to shed some light on the modern cult of Sankara said this is key to understanding it. There has to be a trailblazer. The younger people need someone to inspire them, he told me. And the figure of Sankara, real or imagined, fits the bill. Perhaps every country needs a legend, especially one that needs to be unified. More than 1 million people in Burkina Faso have been displaced by a conflict that has cleaved away parts of the country to terrorist control. most of them young men. Who could begrudge the people of Burkina Faso a legend like Sankara?
Henry Wilkins.